welcome back to the Great and Terrible AHS. We're here to talk about Hotel. More Hotel. I'm joined again by Ms. Shadow Lovely, Liz, and Slow Beef. Hey, crew. Hello. What's up? Hey.
What's going on?
We're about to deal with some more dumb killing. I'm not precisely sure exactly where we left off. I believe we had... Did we get to the crime scene, we think?
Yeah, I remember talking about how stupid it was that 10 separate people just sat the guy
just sat there and got their tongues nailed to a desk. Yep, so true, bestie. Yeah, okay, right. That's where we are. All right. All these people got their tongues nailed to a desk, and I guess they. Because he gets the call about the thinking about they missed a commandment, which there's not like a defined or there is an order to the commandments, I guess, but like he's not following it even a little bit, and hasn't been. And then Gabriel runs in and is covered in blood and hooting and hollering. Then Tristan sneaks into the room Will is hanging out in. I can never remember what rooms we are in or are not in at different periods of time. Oh, Will is Will Drake. Will Drake is the investor. Sorry, I was getting him confused with the detective.
I think he lives there. I think Tristan somehow got into the room that he now lives in, which is, I think, and I'm 100% not sure. I think, based on like aesthetic and vibe, that it was the room that Lady Gaga and Donovan lived in, and now Will lives there because he owns the,
the boss room.
Yeah.
The room for the final boss of the hotel. Okay,
where the big rat who makes all the rules lives, yeah.
Right.
So now Tristan is claiming he's clean, which... for sure, we definitely trust the guy who was like running around pulling open cabinets being like, I can smell the drugs. Where are the drugs at? Give me them.
Yeah, he seems trustworthy.
And then Will again like touches Tristan's face and is like, hey, wait, you should have like a scar or a cut or some. I'm like really locked in on this for some reason, despite everything else that's going on around me.
Yeah, he's like, I know what your face looks like. I just saw it like a day ago, and I know for a fact that there was a scar there before. I like, honestly, there are people that I see like every day, like members of my family, that I think if I saw them and like they were or were not missing a feature of their face, unless it was like their nose or like an eye or something, I don't know that I would notice. Truthfully.
Especially someone like Will Drake, like who wouldn't care about these people, you know what I mean? Who's like, oh, I gotta pay attention to this guy, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't give a shit, but somehow, yeah, he notices this.
He's very upset.
I guess because he's like the fashion man, so he cares about the model face.
Isn't Tristan fired or whatever? Or wasn't he?
No, he quit.
So, I got you though, yeah, that's fine. Like,
okay, so in the movie Zoolander, Will is looking at the hotel blueprints and is correctly assessing them as fucking stupid. He's like, hey, there's like a door that just goes nowhere. There's one here that's just labeled dark closet and it has like a single line in the middle of it. What the fuck is that about?
gets Tristan hot like blueprints that will make sense because they start making out.
He just kind of starts sniffing him, and then he's like, okay, cool, let's make out, and he's like, oh, okay, I guess. And then Tristan, like, rears up to get ready to kill him, and then inexplicably Lady Gaga just shows up in the doorway and does a little, no, let me have, that one's mine, I think.
Yeah, they do a very, like a The Shining ass cut to her, like with the shaky cam, like switching focus from him getting ready to stab Will in the neck to Lady Gaga standing inexplicably in the doorway watching this happen. Like, I guess the implication is like, oh, nothing gets past her. But like, what if she wasn't here? What if she was busy, like doing something else? Then Will would just be dead and this we wouldn't have a show, I guess. We wouldn't have shown.
The problem is they've like explicitly shown like what superpowers does she have?
None.
He lives a really long time.
Yeah.
Maybe heals a little faster. I don't know. Like the sun saps her vigor, which again, like, get in line, sister. Big whoop.
That's true. Thinking about it now, like they make a point for her to be like, no, you're still like really, really like killable and like you'll still die. You're not Wolverine or whatever to Tristan when she turns him. But like he did have a fresh cut on his face.
He did Wolverine.
And he did Wolverine it away, so.
He explicitly Wolverined it. Yeah, like, it healed, and he was like, whoa. That was superhumanly fast.
So it's like, I guess the Wolverine level is somewhere in between, like, getting a cut on your face and getting shot with a gun. It lands somewhere in between those, I guess. So
where your Wolverine line is, you can't be like atomized and recover from the one core Wolverine atom.
Yeah,
the singular strand of pure Wolverine DNA. And so, Will's starting to get into it, but Tristan looks over and sees Lady Gaga going, no, that one's, I need that one. And then Tristan just kind of, like, kicks off of him, like, does, like, a kickflip with his body and is like, later, dork, I'm out of here. Like, and Will's just like, what the fuck? No one here makes any sense.
Will has his whole titty in his mouth, has Tristan's whole titty in his mouth, and then Tristan's like, bye, dork. And just like leaves. I'm like, man, if that was me, I would think about that for the rest of my life. If I was Will, like, truly, I would think about it for the rest of my life. Like, what was
especially
that about?
If it was like a model I was super into. Yeah, you'd be like, what misplay took place there, and how can I make sure it never happens again?
Was it me sucking on the titty? Was that the final straw?
Is that no go? Is that like is that a hard out for people?
Dear Reddit, am I the asshole?
Which I guess it's like, I don't know if it's like super worth like thinking about too much, giving too much time or thought into it. But during the scene where they're like leading up to them making out, that we're supposed to glean from it that, like, these two have some history, because, like, Tristan says something to the effect of, like, oh, you used to think I was really funny. So, like, I guess we're supposed to think they've known each other for, like, at least a couple of years, minimum. They have, like, a relationship previously established, I guess. I don't know why we're supposed to know that, other than, like, maybe it's supposed to make a little more sense why Will is, like, what's wrong with your face, and like, why I guess it's okay that you're kissing me or whatever. Not that it makes that big of a difference, but like, I guess for you guys who may not be watching along, they do make a point to have them have like a little exposition dump between the two of them where they're like, oh, you used to think I was really funny, and then Will was like, yeah, but then I had to get serious. And then they start sucking on each other's titties. Which is how this goes, I find, in American Horror Story. But yeah, he like clicks out of there.
Yeah, and then we cut to the ER where John took the bloodied Gabriel to the hospital, and they're crash carting in Gabriel, and he's running alongside the nurses and demanding info, which is like not really how police do this, or the hospital does this, or how anyone does this.
Tell me.
Also, go ahead.
No, just tell me about this guy, like everything. Where we can. Why would he be allowed back there, actually? You say
also,
it.
Also, why would John give a shit about this random guy who, I guess he was covered in blood, and that was just enough that he's like, okay, I need to know everything about what happened here.
You'd think that's, I don't know, a little below his pay grade, because, like, he is in a part of town where there's, like, a lot of, like, homeless people and, like, drug addicts. So, like, and those people can hurt themselves. They can, like, get cut on, like, some glass or something. Like, there's a lot of reasons why a random person might be covered in blood in downtown LA. It doesn't seem like this guy who's like hyper fixated on one serial killer would take time out of his day to be like, I need to know everything about this guy.
He's like pretty sure it's connected, which is, you know, in the framework of it is a TV show, like maybe, but in the framework of he is a detective, insane connection to make. Absolutely crazy to be like, oh yeah, this is connected to the serial killer. Like, no, it's not. There isn't like a mystery of the druids going on in the background.
It also isn't. To be clear, it also isn't. Gabriel's thing is like completely separate from whatever John's got going on. So like, he's also wrong.
and so Gabriel's going through withdrawals, and as he's kind of like sobering up, he's like, oh, sorry for killing that lady, I thought it was that other one, the junkie whore. And John immediately is like, you mean Hypodermic Sally, the only junkie whore in all of LA?
That could mean literally zero other people. I am the best detective in the entire universe. Also, again,
damn, I'm good.
She is also not related to the case that he's researching, so like, why she's in the forefront of his mind, who knows?
Oh, the lady who licked my face and then teleported? Yeah, that was...
That is a pretty cool power. Cooler than being a vampire, apparently.
God.
This junkie didn't teleport by any chance, did she? Like, yeah, oh, Sally, yeah, all right, I got it, okay.
And so then Gabriel just, dies from withdrawal, which... at a hospital is a hell of a maneuver because, fucking Narcan exists. Like, you can get certified to just carry Narcan if you live in a region where, like, that kind of overdose is common. And it's not a bad idea to do.
Yeah, to be like...
But, like, they definitely have it at the hospital.
And to be, like, explicitly crystal clear that we're not just, like, arguing this in bad faith... John is running alongside, like, all of the nurses and doctors who are, like, rushing him to, like, the urgent wing, and they are actively telling John, oh, he's going through withdrawals. Like, all the information is coming from the doctors and the nurses, so they know what's going on. It's not like we're assuming, like, oh, well, he's acting weird and he had drugs in him, so he's going through withdrawal. No, the medical professionals tell John 3 seconds prior to him dying, oh, he's overdosing / having withdrawals. And they just keep kind of wheeling him. I don't know where they're taking him, but they're just kind of wheeling him around. Would you think if they had,
which
like,
is another, I think you hit on something really important there that they don't really ever touch on, is they conflate overdoses and withdrawals so goddamn hard in this show. Like, if somebody overdoses or is going through withdrawals, it is the same to this show. Like, they probably are frothing at the mouth like they have rabies, despite the fact that neither of those two things would make you froth at the mouth like you have rabies. Like, that is just how this show functions.
Yeah, you need a tetanus shot if you're having withdrawals, I think, according to this show, or something, or like a rabies shot, maybe. Maybe that's why they didn't
give him...
Get out
the big needle!
Yeah, they didn't give him Narcan, because they didn't have the tetanus shot on hand. But, like, that's the kind of thing that, like, they identified it as soon as he came in. They're like, yeah, this guy's going through withdrawal / an overdose. And then didn't do anything about it. They're like, wheeling
around a bit. I know, he's going
through
withdrawal. I don't even know why we're wheeling him here. There's nothing we can do for him, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, where are we taking him?
We're just doing donuts until he dies, and then we can dump him outside.
If we can trick him into thinking he's on a roller coaster and he gets excited, he can start his heart again. That's the only way. But
yeah, we trick him into thinking he's on a roller coaster and it helps him pass a kidney stone. What do you mean he's going through withdrawals?
Everyone knows that there's nothing at a hospital, or like EMTs don't carry anything that you could use to maybe stop someone from having an overdose / withdrawals. Those don't exist. Suboxone and Narcan aren't real in this universe, evidently. So it begs the question, what was the medical staff going to do if they didn't have a way to fix this?
Just pretend we know what we're doing until this guy leaves. This cop.
Just ignore it until it goes away. But now that's it. That's the end of Gabriel, I guess.
Yeah. So we cut back to the hotel, And John finds the maid cleaning the room where Claudia, or it was it Claudia who died here, where she, Claudia was like grabbed and cut up.
Yeah,
or is it,
the,
was it someone
the model
else?
Lady.
Okay,
that's
yeah,
who
yeah,
he
yeah.
stabbed.
Yeah, and the maid is cleaning there, and I can't remember if this is where she's just like, oh, what a splendorous stain, but this little fucking freak and her stains, oh, brother, what a character.
Yeah, Mrs. Chubbins or whatever her name is, I don't remember. She goes by Mrs.
Mrs.
something.
Mrs. Chubbins!
Goofy-ass Candyland-ass name. And literally, like you say, you don't know if this is the scene where she does it. She does it in almost every scene she's in. So I guess they're interchangeable at this point. Because if she's in a scene, she's talking about how much she loves cleaning stains out of sheets. It is her favorite thing. So it could be any of them, frankly.
I'm one-dimensional, but it's a big dimension. We're going to talk about cleaning.
It's the 1D.
One-trick pony, but it's a big trick. So...
So he asks Hypodermic Sally about Gabriel, and she just hits him with like a, oh, you can't trust junkies. I don't know who that guy is. And, you know, why are you even worrying about junkies? We only hurt ourselves. Not like we're breaking the Ten Commandments,
what?
Wink, which it's like,
what a segue.
What? No one says that. What are you doing? Hey. Like, what are we doing here? I mean, hey, you know, why are you bothering with us junkies? It's not like I'm the serial killer.
Like, I've never broken the Geneva Convention or anything.
Hey, look, I don't do drugs on the Sabbath as per the third commandment, which we'll start talking about now.
She pulls out some footnotes she has in her like coat pocket. She's like, I've been waiting for this, actually.
Yeah. Because then she pulls out, like, did you know that the fifth commandment's not thou shalt not kill, but thou shalt not murder? Like, oh, okay. Thanks, Sally.
And she brings this up out of nowhere. Not only is she like, it's not like I broke the Ten Commandments, but she's also like, I have some weird theological stuff I'd like to drop on you real quick. I can tell that you're, like, battling with something related to the Ten Commandments. I feel it in my spirit. And so
I'm one of those people who thinks I can outwit God, or I can just be like, you didn't say, like, come on, if you believe in God, you can't believe you can rules lawyer God. These are conflicting ideals.
This whole sequence, it actually is translated wrong. It shouldn't be thou shalt not kill. It should be thou shalt not murder, because you can kill righteously. I feel like somebody on the writing staff heard that one time, because that is technically true for most, like, translations of the Bible. I feel like someone heard that or, like, read it on a Facebook post and was like, we have to stay, we're doing a thing about the Ten Commandments, we have to put that in. That's such a, I want people to know that I know this fact. Yeah. It doesn't feel organic.
I read a book.
Yeah.
You can't hold that against me. I read one book.
Yeah. Now it's time.
Yeah, so then John does another sexual arrest where he just slams Sally against the wall and is like, hey, did you order a big sausage pizza?
Nothing gets me going like Bible trivia.
Yeah, she mentioned the Ten Commandments and he got like a half chub like immediately.
Yeah, thou shalt not be flaccid in front of you, Hypodermic Sally. Hey!
He does not know how to, just in general, I think all the times we've seen him quote unquote arrest somebody, he's done it wrong, every time, which leads me to be like, ask the question, are we sure John is a detective?
No, emphatically no. I don't think he knows what Miranda rights are.
No.
I'm willing to bet.
He certainly hasn't read them to anybody each time he has arrested them by cupping their hands in front of them each time.
And it hasn't gotten him, like, very pertinent information. Like, he got a backstory on James Marsh last time. And, you know, here it's like, maybe a little bit of a make-out thing. I don't know, but...
And yeah, he also does the rookie media mistake of handcuffs her in the front, which you don't do, because if you've never been handcuffed with your hands behind your back, you don't understand how wildly inconvenient it is to have your hands stuck back there. It fucking sucks. Like, running sucks. Trying to climb things, impossible. Opening a door, it takes you a solid 5 seconds longer than anyone else. Like, it's a real debuff having your hands tied behind your back. There's a reason that's a phrase. It's because it's really a pain in the butt. And instead, he's just like, yeah, here you go. Keep most of your agency. Have them hands out front. Why not?
Yeah, he did that with Iris, too, where, like, he handcuffed her wrong. And I'm like, did they not teach you how to do this? Because, like, first of all, you shoved her up against the wall, like, sexy style, and was like, you're under arrest. And, like, dangled the handcuffs in front of her face.
That's really the part that was perverse, yeah.
Yeah, and was like, you're under arrest, and then, like, handcuffed her in front of, well, he had to, because she's going to try and jerk him off in, like, 2 seconds, and they needed her to be in front of her for that.
It'd be way more impressive, honestly, if he handcuffed her in the back and she still tried to jerk him off. That'd be something.
Yeah,
not to bury the lead, but she will try to jerk John off in a few seconds.
So John accuses her of being the killer and sending him texts and, you know, saying, oh, you're the one who killed people, then told me you were gonna kill people. And she's like, no, you're dumb. Well, anyway, you want a handy? And they get an elevator, and she scoots down south and is like, come on. Starts, like, licking his face and trying to jerk him off. And his response, instead of just, like, pulling away and being like, no, what the fuck is wrong with you, is like, yeah, all right. Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's so hard to push you away.
Twist my arm, why don't you?
Wow, I can't. Oh, I can't stop you from jerking me off. The hotel's done something to me. No.
That also means she has, like, no faith in his ability to last. Like, if she thinks, like, one elevator ride is enough time, she's like, we got, what, 8 seconds? I can work with that. Like,
like, there's no buildup either. Like, there's not enough foreplay to justify an elevator speed handy. That's crazy.
Either she's wildly overconfident in her abilities or underconfident in his performance.
That's some Olympic-style hands, though. If you're going to do it, that time trial of the elevator while handcuffed, you know?
She is the S-plus rank on this level, it turns out.
And, there's, like, a bunch of flashing lights, and it's, like, confusing. They, like, try to, like, set up a Caligula's maze type situation of just, like, there's a hand job happening, there's lights flashing, a drill dough, a demon appears for a second and is like, hey, would it be fucked up if I was here too? And then the elevator stops at the bottom, and he's just, like, standing there with a post-licked face and, like, rustled pants and is like, oh, what the? I'm alone. What happened? I hate when ladies jerk me off and teleport. That's the worst.
The scariest blue balls you'll ever have at the hotel.
Yeah, from his perspective, that's what happened. Like, he arrested... Where are the handcuffs? He arrested a lady, put handcuffs on her, got a hand job on the way down, and then she just... poofed. So, like, where are the handcuffs?
Oh,
are the handcuffs,
God,
on the ground? Does she have the handcuffs now? Does he have the handcuffs? Because if he doesn't have the handcuffs, then he has to accept, like, that did happen.
And then he has to explain it somehow, right? It's like, what happened to your handcuffs that you need new ones? Ah!
Yeah, you better be careful. The next thing she's going to do is fucking jerk you off and grab your gun. So she just teleports away with that, too. And then you got to file a whole report.
I feel like he probably lost the gun already. Like,
yeah, they don't let him have a gun, if we're being honest. They don't let Detective Lowe have a gun. Like, he's going to show back up at the office, and they're going to be like, Detective Lowe, where are your handcuffs? And he's going to be like, ghost jerk me off? ? And they're going to be like, again?
What?
You can't keep using that excuse.
Sorry, did he just say, yeah, he said ghost jerk? Oh, God, again.
Again? He's always doing this.
That's on my detective bingo, and they have, like, a little...
Well, it's time for the mother son scene that you didn't know you didn't want, but it's too late. It's here. So Iris, who is Kathy Bates, is just hanging out in the lobby. She stops Donovan and is like, "Oh, hey, by the way, I found some apartments for us that we can live in now that we're both being kicked out of the hotel. Like, it's not a lot, but it's at least a little something to get going. You know, we can rebuild our life from there." And Donovan's just like, "I fucking hate you. Don't you get this? I'm still like mentally 12. I would never." And like, it's very bizarre. It's like, damn, you never got like even 1% better in all the time you've been here. All right, word.
And like, the thing is, they never really get into exactly what Iris did to be such a terrible mother, other than she's like a pain in the ass, you know? Like, because he's like, he has this story of like, "Mom, you know how bad of a mother you are? Once I was at like an AA meeting and and after I told them the story, all the other addicts were like, 'Wow, no wonder you use.'" But it's like, no, you need to explain that, because you can't just leave that there.
I was like, when he said that, I like went through my mind of like what someone would have to say their parent did for me to be like, "Oh my God, no wonder you use alcohol," to someone at an AA meeting. And I am 100% sure Iris did none of the things that I think I would react that way to, unless they're going to pull a real twist and that I don't remember in this season. I don't think she did anything even close to that.
It's also like such, it feels like really lazy writing, where it's like, you know how horrible you are? I can't even tell the audience how horrible you are. That's how horrible.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's, all right.
It's
like,
so bad I can't talk about it on TV.
Yeah.
We have a drill dough demon in this show. It's like
Star Wars. It's like the episode of Star Wars Episode 2 where they talk about all the cool shit that Obi-Wan and Anakin definitely did. You just missed it. It was so sick. You just missed it. And I feel like that's like, they're like, "Oh yeah, you just missed what Iris did. If the show had started like 20 minutes earlier, whoo, you would get it."
And you'd hate her too. Believe us, you'd hate her too. That's the thing though, is they do this and then like later they're going to be like, "No, audience, we don't want you to think she's a bad mom. We want you to like empathize with her." Like, that's the thing, is the takeaway from this should not be, "Wow, Iris probably did something really fucked up." It should be, "Wow, Donovan's a dog shit son and is like kind of ungrateful and is like kind of a piece of shit." But that's not how they frame it.
That's where, yeah, but that's what I'm taking away from it, I have to be honest here. Like, I don't know how you can be on Donovan's side, because again, they won't explain it. It's just like, is she abusive? Is she whatever? And it's like, nah, just bad. You know, like.
Yeah, we've seen moms in this universe, in the American Horror Story universe, where it's like, okay, it would make sense if like your kid hated you, looking at most of Jessica Lange's characters.
Yeah.
But, like, Iris isn't one of them. She just seems like, at worst, maybe, like, an overbearing mother, like, at the most. And then, like, she says a few things a little later on, like, "Oh, I kicked your dad out of the house because he was a deadbeat." Which doesn't sound like a bad thing, frankly.
No.
Unless, like, she's lying, but I don't think that's the case. And then, like, she's like, "Well, yeah, there was that one time I put us on, like, this diet, but I thought that was, like, for the best." Like, all the things she describes is, like, a 1980s mom just, like, trying her best for having her first kid and making some mistakes.
And there's, like, I think one reference to, like, joining a cult, like, she had them, which, like, okay, that's bad, but, like, it's still not at this level of, like, "No wonder I, like, you know, tried to self-medicate with, like, fucking heroin and shit." You know what I mean? Like, it's still not there, where it's, like, you know, I don't know. It's just, I don't know what they're going for here, but.
Yeah, he like.
So.
Go ahead.
Oh no, we got hit by the Midwestern Kindness Mix-Up. Finally, it happens. It's been so long, so many seasons. Damn, we almost had it. He just like mentions, like, he's like, "Oh yeah, when I came here and overdosed, I wanted to die. I was doing drugs so I would die, and you didn't let me die. What a bad mom you are." And it's like, I'm pretty sure Lady Gaga is the one who was like, I want you to live, actually, so you don't get to die. And he was like, okay.
So, I don't even think he agreed to it. I think he just got fed vampire blood and got, like, brought back to life. And he says explicitly, like, verbatim, he's like, a real mom would have let me die. I'm like, I don't think that's true. I think that's
no,
the opposite of true.
Not even a little.
You're always coddling the boy, saving him from overdosing on heroin. Jeez. How's he gonna learn? But
helicopter mom, Jesus Christ.
Serious.
Yeah, and then he hits her with the old KYS. He's like, you should kill yourself. If you actually love me, you should kill yourself.
She's like, I don't know what I would be if I'm not your mother. He goes, that's so sad that you should just kill yourself. Ta-ta. Which just comes across as he's a piece of shit, but whatever. So later on, you know, he's somewhere in the city and he's drinking. Yeah, he's drinking from a clearly dead drug addict. But, you know, yeah, I think, like, we said that wasn't that we couldn't you couldn't do that. Right. But
yeah, like an under the bridge unhoused person. And yeah, he's just clearly breaking the only literal only rules we know about being a vampire. And he's just like, I'm breaking both instantly. Day one. I'm not fucking around here. What is it? Don't drink out of someone who uses drugs or is dead. Fuck you. You're not my mom. And even if you were, I fucking hate my mom. So I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm doing this because if you were my mom, I would want to spite you, actually.
And then he sees a woman and he having some car issues. He comes up to her and then she tases him out of nowhere and puts him in the trunk. It's Angela Bassett. She's playing a character named Ramona Royale, but more on that in a bit.
Yeah, I love her. I can't wait to learn more about her. I forgot this character existed and she kicks so much ass. I'm so glad she's in the show.
It's weird when you hear about her that I forgot her too. It's very odd.
When you
right?
find out who she is, it's going to be like, how did you guys forget to mention this? And I'm going to be like, I don't know. The rest of this season is so bad that I forgot.
I know, yeah. A lot of shit happens in Hotel is the answer, I think. But we're still on episode 2. But so anyway, back at the hotel. So John's watching the elevator come up and Alex is here. They're meeting for a drink at the hotel bar. And Liz Taylor brings them drinks, and there's people clearly visible in the background, but they're gonna have pretty serious conversation.
There's just some fucking people who hang out at this hotel, which, given everything we've seen, known, and heard, and the atmosphere and vibe of this place generally, impossible. No one would not walk in the front door, be like, ugh, and immediately turn and walk back out. Like, it is. It's nice, but it's, like, cold and fucked up, and there's no one there except a little old lady who's like, we don't have rooms, go home.
Yeah.
That's like it.
I'll kill you.
And
get
junkies.
Out of my lobby.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, so then Alex, this is incredible, because he's a recovering alcoholic, and she's like, why don't you just have a drink? Just knock it off already with this. He's like, why would you say that to me? Which, good fucking question.
Yeah,
but
weird bluff to call. Like, I don't think you're a real alcoholic. I think you should drink this. I think you should drink this alcohol. Especially since, like, he, when he was talking to other people, kind of implied that, like, the reason he thinks he lost his son is because he was, like, drinking too much. Which he wasn't, for what it's worth. He just was drinking normally after seeing something really fucked up. But he seems to think that that's, like, to blame for him losing his son.
Yeah.
And she also blames him for losing their son. So it seems like an insane thing for her to be like, I don't think you're telling the truth. You should actually drink alcohol about it.
Look, the worst thing you can do to, like, an addict is just be like, look, you should just have a drink already. But she can't know that. Like, she's a doctor or something. Oh, right,
that's true.
Yeah. Fucking jacket show. So then she's like, all right, well, I thought maybe you needed a little look. We shouldn't say that. But she's just like, well, I got something for you anyway. And then just hands him, like, divorce papers.
No, she says that. And she says that before. She's like, oh, I thought you might need a drink before this. And then she hands him divorce papers, which is, like you said, really fucked up.
So fucked up. Because wasn't she even telling him,
hey,
like,
have you thought about relapsing yet, Wiener? What about now? What about now? How about after this?
And then he's like, what? Why are you doing this? And she goes, Yeah, it just, it turns out it kicks so much ass that you're not home.
He's just like, he's like, well, no, I mean, the whole thing, like, isn't it hard without me being at home? And yeah, she's just like, no, actually, it slaps nuts that you're not here anymore. It's chill. Like, the vibes are blessed. It's actually pretty based when you're fucking not home.
She says it like that, too. She's like, it actually, it kicks so much ass that you're gone, turns out. It's actually really awesome.
I bought you a whiskey flight also, you know.
And then, like, understandably, he starts, like, having a panic attack in the middle of the bar, which, like, yeah, that's kind of fair. I guess he's already going through, like, a lot. This is a lot to have dumped on you on top of that. He's not handling it well.
He's crying. I can't give him like anything more. It's a rough time, and his wife's not helping. You know, so yeah.
He got jerked off by a ghost. Like everything is miserable for him. Like everything,
but like
sucks.
Not to completion either. Yeah. I don't think. Yeah, like he got like.
It's the worst.
A little jerked off by a ghost.
Oh my god, it's like the worst jump scare you can have, right? Where it's just like, demon! And you're not even getting your hand shot. Like, what the fuck was this?
Oh, the jump scares that I'm not gonna come? This blows! Yeah, you're right! What the fuck?
Not the edging jump scare. The edging demon.
No, I've been jump scared into gooning.
Not the goon demon.
Let me just episode title, Jump Scared into Gooning. Okay, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to have to tell Alex that his character is no longer the Drildo demon. It's now the gooning demon. He was present for that. Also, like, if it had gone on longer, do you think the Drildo demon would have gotten involved, or do you think he was just there for moral support?
It would be something if, like, the jump scare was with the explosive, like, load shot, you know, just, like, a big money shot, and then, boo, like, that's how we do it.
Don't give them ideas, Slowbeef. They'll do it. They will do it in a future season. You can't be giving them ideas like this. We know they listen to this podcast.
They probably do. But,
So, elsewhere... Lady Gaga has Will Drake up in her lobby, up in the room, and spills a little bit of wine and is like clearly trying to do a little seduction thing. And he's even just like, hey, this is cool, but you know I'm like super gay, yeah? And she's just like, yeah, whatever. Well, anyway, Will Drake needs to die. And he's like, yeah, I can't come up. I have no more good fashion ideas. And she's like, yeah. So... Like, he legitimately is like, yeah, I drew some shorts with weed on them. I'm out of ideas, bro. And she's like, oh, you think I mean metaphorically. That's great. And then they start to have sex, and he's just like, okay, guess I'm done being gay. I guess I'm bisexual, actually.
I mean, if Lady Gaga, like, approached me, like, fair enough. Like,
twist my arm, yeah. I guess.
I'd be like, okay.
And it's just so funny how, like, it legitimately takes less convincing than, like, a Kung Pao joke of just, like, I implore you to reconsider. Okay. Like, he's literally like, sorry, I'm actually only into men. You know how it is. And then she's just like, you're into women. And he's like, yeah, I'm into women.
Okay. She even asks him, like, how many women have you been with? And he's like, a few. And it's like, okay. Well, I mean, I assumed you have a son, so, like, at least one. At least one time. But then, like, they have that whole conversation, then he's like, you know what? I've decided that I love the puss, it turns out. I'm super
into this. I had forgotten about bisexuality.
Yeah, I forgot bisexuality existed for you. When you asked me, I forgot. That's fair enough.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tristan just waltzes in and is like, hey, why are you eating out of my dish? Which I presumed it was him talking to Will about him taking, but now that you mention it, it really could just be either way. It doesn't really make, yeah, unclear. And then Lady Gaga's just like, oh yeah, hey Will, I'll call you later. And he's like, hey, I have a boner. Or no, he's just like, hey, you have a boner. And it's like, yeah. Apply friction to penis.
I feel so bad. Yeah, no, Will. He's been blue balled twice in like 30 minutes. Like, this is the blue balls hotel is what it is. Cause like first he was sucking on Tristan's titties, and then Tristan peaced out, and then Lady Gaga started sucking on his titties, and then now Tristan has ruined that, and now they're both like, all right, bye, loser, cool boner, asshole, and then...
You made it! You did this!
It worked for watching you. Oh,
God. Tristan finds Lady Gaga in the bar afterwards and is like, hey, are we breaking up? Are you done with me already? And she goes, no, you're so fucking stupid. No, I need money. We don't have money. And then there's a big ol' explainer of she gave all of her money to Bernie Madoff, the Ponzi scheme man, like the originator of Ponzi scheme big style.
That's so unnecessary.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool backstory that they were like, no. What happened? What do we think? How do we think she lost her money? Do you think she was like robbed, made a bad investment? I mean, technically she did make a bad investment, but like, you know, like we could have made something up. Maybe she blew it all in the 70s or something. Yeah. No, she got ripped off by the Ponzi scheme guy, like the real one.
And they try to like sell it as like a cool thing too. She's like, yeah, Bernie was the kind of guy that you begged him to take you begged him to take your money because you knew he was doing so good with it. And he made everyone so much money. And I wasn't owned at all, actually. It was cool that I got my money taken by the Ponzi scheme, man.
Yeah, she's like, you would have too. I'm definitely not stupid. I didn't get owned. You can't print in the papers that I got owned. Which is very cool for her, I think.
Yeah, and so this is her justification for... I need to marry Will Drake and then kill Will Drake to take his money, which like, okay, sure. A character has a motivation in this show. I'll allow it. One.
Everybody gets one mess. That's what she said to that kid like a while ago, I guess.
Yeah. So Alex gives John some pills. She tells him he doesn't have a fever, which... Oh, okay. I don't think anyone thought he had a fever. I thought he was just having a panic attack.
That's all she knows. She's a doctor who treats kids. She only knows one thing, and that's, do they have a fever? And if the answer is yes, yikes. Well, should have called a doctor that doesn't make house calls. If they don't have a fever, she doesn't know what to do about it.
No fever, so I think you could have a drink if you still want one, John. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
And then, like, as she's putting him to beddy by time, he's like, hey, by the way, babe, I know you loved our son more than me or our daughter, and I don't think it's weird at all how you were, like, fucking mean to your daughter, or your extant, still alive daughter, and also me.
It's cool. It's cool that you're a weird, bad mom who loves one kid, like, way more than the other kid.
Yeah, it's cool how you were like the mom who was like, Sophie's choice is easy. I simply would have made it.
What is this movie about anyway? I mean, come on.
Yeah, wow. Just pick the one you like. Duh. Easy. Move on.
Sophie's choice is to have some indecisive bitch anyway.
And then, her response to this is like, oh, finally you get it. Let's fuck. And he's like, let's make another baby. And she's like, I'm going.
he immediately kills the vibe by being like, let's make another baby. And I'm like, that's the worst thing you could have said right now, John. Like, granted, it's weird that she's horny because you were like, yeah, I know that you love our son more than me or our daughter. But, like, he's scaring the hoes.
To be honest, I still think it's a very far second from, hey, could you relapse into alcoholism? My lawyer would love it for the divorce. But...
She, Yeah, we were like one millisecond away from Alex being like, oh, by the way, in the divorce papers, I've given you full custody of our daughter. I never want to see that kid again. Here you go.
Make sure you have a drink before you decide to be her dad, though.
Yeah.
Real.
And I'll also be real. I don't know why everybody likes this kid so much. He seems like dumb, and he got lost easy, and he's got a mullet.
He smells like lavender. Yes.
Yeah, but he had a mullet, so that's like at best even.
He didn't choose to have a mullet. He was like three.
Why'd you get? Well, okay, then I have to call the parenting into question.
actually, now that you say it, yeah, if you're gonna lose either kid. I mean, frankly speaking, it got a little lucky. I think I'm a Scarlett fan. I would go
Scarlett
with her.
Scarlett found her way home from downtown LA by herself. Like, at least she's got some, like, pathfinding skills.
Yeah. She fell off on the far side of a tilt-a-whirl or whatever, she would find her way back. Yeah, she wouldn't just, like, fall off a carousel and be like, guess I'm in New Mexico.
Guess I'm a vampire baby now. I guess this is my life.
Yippee!
I know. Holden got lost with his dad, like, right there. She's, like, riding the bus, finding him, like, you know, everything. She's, like, a great kid. Jeez.
Yeah, real big fan of Scarlett. Hope she gets, I don't know, more character development. Also, it made me realize...
Better mom?
Yeah, better mom. made me realize, also, as we have had to say her name a lot, that they really cannot come up with, like, multiple character names. Yeah, there's already two Scarlets in, like, other seasons. Like, they have, like, a list of 10 names. And they're like,
aren't there?
These are all the names we know.
And aren't there, like, three Lizzes in this season?
In episode one, there were three Lizzes. Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, Lady Gaga's character is named Elizabeth. We just don't ever say it.
Also, I think this is the second Scarlet that is the daughter of, like, the main protagonist.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So, like, the same, like, story niche as well. And then Violet, the other color.
Ruby.
Yeah.
They only know colors.
Yeah, and red, yeah.
If you're a daughter, you have to be named after a color. Yeah. That's the rule.
Yeah. Yeah, meet my daughter, Viridian. Great.
Love that for her.
So, Alex is leaving after tucking in her husband and her making it weird and then him making it weirder. And then, she leaves, goes to get in the elevator. It doesn't work. And she's like, well, I'm glad we left this in. Time to walk a different direction. And then Claudia, the model boss, is just standing in the hallway covered in blood. And then she's like, I think your threads are whack.
Yeah, it has to get owned a little bit.
This show.
She's like, yeah, I bet you bought your clothes from Kmart. And she's like, yeah, I'm a nurse. I have, like, stuff to do. I have to make house calls to kids who aren't vaccinated. Who the fuck are you? And then, like, walks away and sees Holden just standing at the end of the hallway. And then she walks up to him and he's like, hi, mommy. I smell like lavender. Come give me a big old whip. Hey, mom. Come sniff my head. Hey, mom. Over here.
Do you know who I am? I smell like a lavender baby. Is that what you like?
In case you aren't clear, come give me a whiff. Yum, yum. I hate Holden. I'm turning around on this kid with almost no characterization. I'm going net negative. I think this kid sucks.
Yeah.
I think the world would be better with minus one Holden.
He plays Tetris with, like, what? Like a flight sim joystick? Like, we hate this kid.
Yeah, like an Atari 7200. Get out of here.
You know how usually when, like, a monster in, like, a movie like this or a show, like, sees somebody they love, they're like, I can't do it. He's just immediately like, oh, my sister's here. Our blood. Like, come on. Like,
yum.
Yeah.
Can't even try a little.
But he says the name of the episode. He says, hi, mommy. Get it? Because there's so many moms in this episode. And
Hypodermic Sally has her role being undone and is getting ready to do a lot of heroin in Iris, because Iris was like, yeah, I want to die. I want to die in like the chillest way possible. So just give me opioids till my brain turns off, I guess. And
hey, overdosing Sally's sucks. Like, just so we're clear, overdosing, not a chill way to die, turns out. They're going to make it seem like it is. Yeah. I want to be so crystal clear. It is not. Just wanted to get ahead of it.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, is they're just like, yeah, it's like a chill way to die, right? And Sally's like, not really, but like, you're done, you're good. I don't want you to, I don't want you to haunt this place after you die, which, like, Sally, there aren't a lot of rules going around here that are hard and fast, but if there are any, that is not how any of them work. That was not, like, any of the agreed constraints.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, I was gonna say, like, I feel like the show, like, wants me to hate Iris more than I do with the way everyone talks to her about, you know what I mean? Like, I don't love her, but, like, I also don't, like, hate her. Like, this, like, you know, like, yeah, bitch, like, you're gonna fucking go, like, easy, like, all right, Sally, like, it's not so bad or whatever, but, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't know, it, like, it isn't super clear who the show wants you to root for, and there, like, really isn't anybody, but if I had to root for somebody, I think I would root for Iris, because she's kind of, like, the only person here who was justified in any of the quote-unquote shitty things she did. And the only shitty thing she did was push the, like, shitty asshole drug dealer who killed her son out of the window.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Well, like, and, yeah, I mean, I guess John, maybe you're supposed to, but I don't like
him. Yeah, but he's weird. He got a hand job in the elevator, and I don't like him.
Oh, it's Taylor.
That's true. Yeah. She's not like, and then eventually, like, the other character we're going to learn about in a few minutes, Ramona, she's pretty cool. I like her motivation. Yeah.
Speaking of which, we cut to what is presumably Ramona's mansion somewhere, and she is putting Donovan on the vampire dialysis because he was drinking from dead drug addicts, which is, like, bad, but also you can just dialysis it out, which it's unclear what it... Well, anyway, so he asks, who are you? And she goes, great, I'm so glad you asked. I'm the coolest character in this fucking show. And it explains how she was, like, how she was a movie star who was doing, like, blaxploitation films and stuff of that nature. Mm-hmm. And then was meeting with a producer to move on to some really quote unquote, like, you know, like, big movie kind of stuff. And then Lady Gaga just, like, waltzes in and is like, no, you leave. You hang out with me. I'm saving you from making a mistake. And it's like, okay. I guess, like, they never really follow through on why it was saving her from a mistake a big successful career.
Like, I think that, frankly, from my POV, I think this was just bullshit. I think Lady Gaga is just, like, a useless lesbian and saw a hot lady and was like,
yeah,
oh yeah, no, that guy sucked real bad. Do you want to go upstairs and have, like, hot vampire lesbian sex? And then Ramona's like, yeah, that sounds cool. Do you want to have, like, a loving relationship for 20 years? And then they do. And that kicks ass. Like, in case it's not clear yet, Ramona was Lady Gaga's hot lesbian girlfriend for 20 years. Like, she's her ex. We've now reached the hot lesbian ex portion of the show. Yeah, I forgot about this whole subplot and it kicks so much ass. They were in love for, like, 20 years, and then they ended up breaking up in the 90s. They fell out of love, which it seems like Lady Gaga tends to do. She, like, moves on pretty fully. Right. And then Ramona was still there in the Hotel Cortez, because now she's a vampire. What is she going to do? And a rapper with, like, a huge entourage shows up, and she falls in love with him. And, like... Everything was, like, fine, I think. I think it would have gone, like, well and been okay, but then Ramona turns him into a vampire, and as soon as she does that, Lady Gaga murders his entire entourage and him, because, like, that's the deal breaker for Lady Gaga, is, like, you can move on and, like, have new love or whatever. You just cannot make more vampires. That's my thing. I'm the queen. I'm the mother. Like, you cannot make more vampires.
I can even, like, kind of go with her on this in the sense of, like, hey, actually, like, just making vampires is a lot of trouble. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't just do that willy-nilly. But I feel also like she could have said that, you know?
I was going to say, that's the big thing is they never really have a scene. And, like, I'm all for you don't have to say everything explicitly. But having some form of implication of, like, it was understood this is not an acceptable thing to do, it kind of comes off a little shitty of just Lady Gaga being like, of course you can't. What do you mean you thought it was okay? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and it could be argued that, like, maybe that was bullshit. Because when Ramona confronts Lady Gaga, who has killed everybody and shoots her her husband boyfriend in the head, Lady Gaga's, like, crying. So, like, clearly she's heartbroken. And it could be argued that maybe, like, Lady Gaga still loved Ramona. And, like, this was just a cover-up. Like, this was a cover-up for her being jealous. Which I'd like to think that that's the case. Because I love the hot the hot vampire lesbian girlfriends. I love them. And that's a better drama in that, if you read it that way. But she's like, no, you can't make new vampires. And so Ramona now in the present tells Donovan that, like, okay, so what I'm going to do, as revenge for her killing the love of my life is I'm going to kill all of the little vampire babies in the basement. And it's like, oh, so were they there when you were there? 'Cause you left in like the 90s. So like, how long has she had these kids?
Also, does she really give it that much of a shit about the kids? Like, she doesn't seem to care that, like, they seem to be, like, a system she uses to get, like, better blood. It's like, that seems to be her main investment is, like, bottle these kids.
And she could, like, get more, right? Like, if she had no trouble getting those, like, it doesn't seem like it would be that hard for her to get new ones, you know what I
mean? Fucking walk up to another carousel, walk away from another carousel, bam, one more kid. Yeah. Easy.
The thing is, like, though, too, like, because she's not a vampire, like, it doesn't really make it, I don't really get why it's easy for her. You know what I mean? Like, this is, like, the whole thing where it's just like, oh, yeah, I'm just a person who lives long and drinks blood, so she's just, like, a normal baby.
I'm not gonna, like...
Or are you, like, impossibly wealthy or, like, well connected? No, I lost all of my money in a Ponzi scheme and no one knows who I am. Like, well then what the fuck's your deal?
Yeah, right. I'm not gonna say 100% that I remember, like, crystal clear, but I do remember that at some point later in the season we will see a more clear, like, exposition about what exactly happened when she stole the baby. And it's, if I remember correctly, not that impressive. And it doesn't really make it seem like, oh, okay, that's how she did it. It's just like, oh, well, now it's more confusing how she got away with it.
So, par for the course on American Horror Story,
And then Donovan tells Ramona, like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. I can't help you either way because Lady Gaga dumped me too and I don't live with her anymore. And she's like, God damn it, I kidnapped this white man for nothing. And then is like, get out of my house. And he does. He does leave. And he goes back to the, I guess, the only place that he knows to go, which is the hotel. And Liz Taylor's like, hey, what's up? Where were you just now? And he's like, I didn't have anywhere to go, so I'm back here. And then they, like, start drinking, and she makes him give exposition about how he's an actor and, like, he should maybe go back to acting. And then she, out of everybody, is, like, the one person with sense and is like, you dumb fucking idiot. Suck it up. Like, you are the luckiest man alive. You have a mom who loves you, and, like, you've lived the cushiest, easiest life, like, ever. And people, like, bend over backwards to bail you out of stuff. Like, shut up, stop crying, get over it. And then, like, I guess Donovan gets, like, spidey senses that his mom is dying in somewhere else in the hotel. 'Cause he, like, literally, like, his head jerks up and he's like, did you just say my mom? That I've been a piece of shit to my mom? Well, now I agree. I have been a piece of shit to my mom. I had to go do something about it. He just knows where she is, I guess, because he goes, I don't know if it's supposed to be her room or if it's supposed to be Sally's room, but in the room where Iris is overdosing on heroin, Sally's like, I gave her enough to kill a marching band. Why is she still alive? Fuck it, I'm putting a plastic bag on her head.
Yeah.
Which, I will say, very bizarre detail that I don't think the writers meant to imply it, but like the only way you get that kind of tolerance to opioids is by like doing them a lot regularly. Like that's the only way that kind of tolerance happens. So like, were we supposed to glean that Iris has been doing heroin this whole time? Because that doesn't seem to be the case.
Yeah.
So I think they just like made a little throwaway joke and like didn't realize that that would mean she's been doing heroin in secret this whole time.
Yeah, she's just built different. Heroin doesn't affect her. She's just like really strong or whatever. You can be that, I guess. But sure. Yeah, she just puts a
Goku seeing how much heroin he can take.
Yeah, God. God.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Basically. And yeah, so puts a plastic bag over her head and is just like, all right, let's wrap this up. And is like hanging out, reading a magazine, smoking a cigarette. Donovan starts running up, punching the door, making a big fuss, runs in, sees his mom suffocating in the bed, and is like, I've hated my mom for my whole life, including up till like, I don't know, like 5 minutes ago in the episode. But I've decided now I had one talk with one person who said, hey, man, shut up. And I'm different. That's all it took. And so he takes the bag off, cuts his arm open, and is like, I'm giving you the vampire virus, which I guess can revive the dead, which seems wild considering it doesn't keep you from dying to like a bullet. That's, according to Lady Gaga earlier.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, that shouldn't work.
Yeah. And pretty explicitly said, if you're dead, this will not save you. And then, like, whatever. That's the episode.
Yeah, it feels like if that was the case, if, like, she wasn't quite dead yet, and that's why it worked, maybe he should have started with, like, CPR instead of the vampire virus.
Probably would have prevented more brain damage, yeah.
Cool episode.
God, I hate this show.
Yeah, and that is in fact the episode, and oh man, is the next episode our obligatory Halloween episode?
Oh no,
yeah.
I know this.
Yes,
I know what's happening in this one.
Yep, it's
this
bad.
I remember
it's bad. It's so bad.
Explicitly,
it's so bad.
It's, this is buckle the fuck up. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, carve some time out of your schedule for this one.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait for apparently a very special Halloween episode, which is really saying something when we're talking about fucking American Horror Story. Holy shit. Well, thank you so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you around. Have a good one.
I'm getting mad thinking about it. I hate it.